This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. The Mississippi River is expected to crest at near record levels north of St. Louis today. Officials in Missouri say levees protecting communities along the river will likely fail. Three levees broke yesterday in Lincoln County, Missouri. Six people were killed by a suicide bomber in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has that report from Kabul.
Afghan police officials say the bomber jumped from a rooftop onto a NATO convoy that was passing through a busy marketplace in southern Helmand province. Five Afghan civilians were killed in the blast, including three children. Officials say a member of the U.S.-led force also died. The morning blast comes a day after a shooting incident in Helmand that killed two soldiers from the U.S.-led coalition there. A third soldier was wounded. Helmand is a Taliban stronghold that borders Kandahar province, where NATO and Afghan troops, backed by warplanes, killed scores of militants in recent days. The fighting prompted Taliban fighters to flee. They'd been holding key villages outside Kandahar city.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. The president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, says he will only consider retiring from office once all of his country's land is in the hands of the black majority. He spoke at a rally in advance of next week's runoff presidential election. Mugabe said the land had been stolen by the British. The BBC's Peter Biles reports from the neighboring South Africa.
According to Zimbabwe's state-run Herald newspaper, President Mugabe has said that land stolen by British settlers must be returned to its rightful owners, black people, before he entertains any thoughts of giving up power. In a familiar refrain, Mr. Mugabe accused the MDC opposition of being a British-sponsored party. He said the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, was clueless on policy and had no vision to steer the country to prosperity.
The BBC's Peter Biles in South Africa. The House of Representatives is expected to pass a bill extending and revising the warrantless wiretapping program. The bill is a compromise. It gives retroactive immunity to telecom companies that provide warrantless surveillance for the government. The compromise adds that a federal judge would review cases by people who say they were illegally wiretapped. And if the telecom could prove that the surveillance was properly authorized, the suit would be dismissed. The ACLU calls the compromise window dressing. And the Anheuser-Busch Board of Directors is meeting today for the first time since the Belgian brewer InBev announced a $46 billion offer to buy the St. Louis-based brewery. Julie Bierrock reports from member station KWMU in St. Louis.
According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a Bush family member has confirmed that the meeting will take place today and will most likely be held at the brewery. Adolphus Bush IV, who is the uncle of the brewer's chief executive, told the Post-Dispatch that there is a slightly greater than 50-50 chance the deal will go through. Some members of the board may argue that the $65 per share offer is too low. Anheuser-Busch makes the world's top-selling light and regular beers, including Bud Light and Budweiser, and employs 6,000 people in St. Louis. Many employees fear an InBev takeover would mean job cuts. Several Missouri politicians are against the deal, including Missouri's U.S. Senators Kit Bond and Claire McCaskill. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt has sought review from the Federal Trade Commission over concerns it would create a near monopoly in the U.S. beer market.
That's Julie Bierrock reporting from St. Louis. That's the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike Pesca, right back to you.
Bierrock.
Bierrock, that's her name, Bierrock.
She could do beer, geology, music.
Yes. Yes.
Budweiser sponsoring rock concerts. That's right up her alley. That's great.